out. So you wanted me to start it and you're already talking. Hey y'all, welcome to this episode of That's Peak. Today's episode we're gonna be talking about, I'm just gonna get straight into it. There's no like shucking and jiving and cracking joke before. We're just gonna get straight into it. Today's episode is gonna be about marriage, commitment, and we've named this one To Be or Not To Be
married.
And so I'm just gonna jump right in. I don't have very positive things to say about marriage in general. I don't have anything. As a gay man, I don't have, because of rights and so on and so forth. But it's not just that, it's also the connotations and the relationship that I have with people that are in like marriages within family and friends and so on and so forth. It just never seems to have been. I don't know anybody that I can say, oh, they're really old and they love each other. Oh, like it's been like 50 years for them. It's been 60 years. I don't know anybody that is celebrating their 60-year like marriage.
Yeah.
And so that leaves a stank taste in my mouth. A stank smell in my nose. A deafening sound in my ear.
Why are you going to be so?
So at this point, I just don't. I'm not going to let it define what I want for myself, and I would still like that commitment, but I'd like it to be real. I don't want that commitment to be just something we do because it's a step that we should take in our relationship. Because for me, my steps are steps that we take in our relationship because we want to take those steps and not necessarily because society feels like we should do so. Mm-hmm. So currently that's how I feel about marriage. I don't like the fact that it's forced upon people. I don't like the fact that it's kind of like expected.
It's become almost like a trend. You know how Instagram is like, oh yeah, you know, or TikTok, when you do all those like videos and whatnot, it has to be like the latest thing. Suddenly marriages and like who can pull off the best wedding, and it's become more transactional as opposed to celebrating the commitment of love and partnership. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. You're correct. Again, as I feel about marriage, I feel like it's a good thing if you're going to do it for the right reasons.
Yeah.
If it makes sense for you and it makes sense for your relationship, fine. But I don't believe everybody should get married.
But then also, statistically speaking, it's not really a great success rate for marriages in the UK. Like, I think there's a higher percentage of people that get married.
The UK, I don't think it's anywhere, bruv.
But
it depends on your relationship with marriage. It depends on how seriously you need to take it, how seriously you want to take it, and what it means to your relationship. Some people just, marriage is just a thing that, we love each other, let's get married. That's why you see so many celebrities jump in and out of marriages, and they've had like 7 marriages in their entire like adult life, because they just love marriage. It's not even they love, they just love marriage. They love being married to someone. You can have all the same things that married couples have, just not the paper and the ring. Okay. That's like, you can have that.
And having to go through the whole divorce procedure as well. That's so fucking long, especially if you've got kids involved.
But that's why it's long.
Marriages. Like, you don't think that psychologically you could be fucking them up as well, and their idea of what, like,
it's not just the kids.
Even relationship is.
Kids are like the extreme end of it. But what about your pets? Do you come to it? What about your cats and your dogs? What is stress you're putting them through? Now you're breaking up and they don't know who the fuck they're going with. And they don't have a say in it because they don't speak English, okay?
Dr. Doolittle!
And so you're just stressing out your cats. The thing is, like, it's crazy because I see a lot of people in just relationships have animals with each other and so on and so forth. And then they break up and they're like, well, he can happen then. And I'm like,
who's going to take
it? I beg your pardon? Like, oh, he can happen. I said, so how much did you love this animal really? That you're quick to say, oh, he can have them. Or when it comes to money, you want everything but the things that make sense for you to like. I'm a very much an animal person. So like, I love animals and I don't agree on treating them like objects. I don't agree with you just being like, oh, well, I would rather have the TV and
keep the dog.
Yeah, like I don't agree with that being the mentality. I mean, if you already had them before you met me, then fine.
But if we get them together,
then we've got to figure some shit out. And I just don't like the idea of putting anybody through that stress. Like it's different with relationships because you can just figure those things out. But with marriage, you have to go through legal proceedings and custody and who's getting what and how you split it.
The maximum time that a divorce takes place is 2 years. So even if you've like broken up like 6 months before you both decided to get a divorce after, you know, trying to make it work. And then 6 months later, you both file for divorce and you go through the legal proceedings.
Dings.
Sorry. I was going to say procedures, but I was like, it can take up to 2 years. And that could be soul destroying for you, especially if you didn't end amicably, if you didn't end like, in a good way, you know? And then also 2 years, a lot can happen in 2 years. You could be moving on, you could be moving country, you could be, you know, your career could be progressing. And then you just got to think, oh shit, at the back of my mind, I've got to go to see my lawyer for this. And then you sit down and then it's like, it turns into petty arguments. As grown as you both are, it will turn into petty arguments. Well, I'm going to keep this. Oh, yeah, I'm going to take that. Oh, you need to give me money for this. And, you know, and it just becomes like a little playground. I mean, I'm saying this because I've seen this firsthand. So.
Yeah. And no one's ever nice. There's always bitterness.
Of course.
I was just my housewife. So I know exactly. And I don't mean the real housewives because that's BS. I don't want my relationship to be drama like that. And none of them end up being happy anyway. I know what type of relationship I want. I don't want drama. I want to chill. And I want the commitment. And I just want us to be cool. That's it. Like, and I don't feel like marriage makes that. You kind of have to work at your relationship a lot. I actually, before I say this, let's shift on to the first. You want to say something first?
Oh no, I was just going to pinpoint as well, because like the new generation, for example, so they're more career focused on their life goals, traveling and all that kind of stuff. So I read this article, I can't remember how far back, and they don't even quote me on this to be fair, but I read something somewhere, and basically said that a lot of the younger generation of kids or adults, they're now putting off wanting to get married. They are focusing solely on their career. They're focusing on traveling and enjoying life. They don't even want to have kids and they're focusing on having a pet, like you said, but more for the whole solo sort of, let me be single, let me just really enjoy my life and my time and really, really, really truly get to know who I am and be around my friends and be surrounded by, you know, good energy. And then maybe I'll think about settling down. And that's become a thing. But anyway, yeah, we can move on to the next segment, which is...
What's the catch, girl? What is it? What is it? Catch it. Get it. Yeah.
Me, if I'm being honest, like, obviously I've never been married, but I have lived vicariously through other people's marriage dramas, which has left me with secondhand PTSD. I swear, like, I've seen the beginning of a relationship blossom to years of being together, to getting married and starting the perfect family and, you know, kids involved, the perfect house, and then it breaking down. And then suddenly, for whatever reason that it broke down, seeing the nasties of the divorce proceedings and how it really affects the kids and how, you know, the psychological effects it has on the kids, as well as obviously the partners breaking up. But it just really puts me off. I don't know. Like, I've grown up wanting, you know, to eventually find someone that might, like, my life partner, and be passionate and be committed and in love with each other for years to come. And I want that cool story, you know, like in America, when, oh yeah, I've been married for 75 years, all that kind of shit.
I don't know if I'm going to be referenced to America as well.
I'm too old for that now. But, like, you know, I had that idea of what love and marriage should be like, and the fact that I've seen it so close to home, and I've seen marriages firsthand break down like that, even after, from an outsider's perspective, because I don't really know too much of any partner's details. Like, I've seen it from beginning, middle, and end, and it's not a pretty sight. I'm telling you, it turned so fucking petty. They were bringing up arguments that were just so unnecessary, and, you know, they lose sight of what they were actually fighting for, or, you know, making it as amicable, the separation as amicable as possible for the sake of the kids. But then it turned 360. It would turn 180, and then all of a sudden it just blows up. And I don't think they understand that it has long-lasting effects, not just for the kids, but also the outer family and the friends around that have built relationships with these two people, as they see them as a unit, to then seeing them as, oh shit, they're separated. And then it's like, shit, I can't hang out with you, or I can't hang out with you. I back you, but then I understand where you're coming from. But then for loyalty reasons, because I've known this person just before I met you, you know, it just turns into such a big fucking headache. And friendships, bonds that you've created with people through the years of them being together as a partner, and them, you know, with their lifestyle, their parties, and, you know, family get-togethers and social events. It's not the same anymore.
But this is why it's so important for you to keep the friends that you have before your relationships.
A lot of people
dive headfirst into relationships, and then they want everything to be about them and their partner. And it's like...
But in saying that, though, what I meant is, like, obviously you've got your friends before. Say, for example, me and you, we've been friends before I got with someone else. And then say, for example, I married that person, and you've then created a really strong bond with that person because it's been years on end that we've been married. And then now that we're separated, it's really hard, because imagine you're really fond of this person and you really like them as a person. But because we're broken up, it has that lasting effect on you as well, whether or not, you know, it's
I'm sorry. They ain't got shit to do with me. They don't. Because at the end of the day, the only reason why I know you is because of my friend.
Yeah,
I don't know you because
when you put years into it, it's a different story. And I know this because I've experienced this firsthand. So I've experienced, you know, being close and building bonds with people through the years. I mean, that's you. That's your opinion. But, like, for me, I built. Past tense, really strong bonds with people, and I thought that we were cool. And then all of a sudden, when the divorce happened, it was like, oh shit, everyone's going one way or the other. It's like one or the other. So I don't know. Also, I just feel like
one of the reasons why I don't get attached to people that when that situation happens, because for that exact same reason. And also, people can act funny, like when that person and the person you know break up with them, sometimes they don't want to fuck with you no more, because you're associated to that person. And it's kind of like, but we have our own separate kind of bond and relationship.
Yeah.
And now you're just going to throw that away because you don't fuck with the person that's mutual to us. And so I really don't get involved in that type of thing for the purpose of, well, if you're going to go, then you must as well go about your business, because then you've got no ties to me and I don't really need you. I have enough people in my life already. I don't need to be adding... Like, these people, in my opinion, are acquaintances. There are very few people in my family that have, like, gone in relationships with like family members and so on and so forth that I'm tight with. There's only like very few, and they know who they are. They're probably listening to this. Gang. But the rest, no. Like, and I don't feel like that's going to happen with everybody. That's like whoever you date. I've met most of your exes, and some of them I'm like, oh, he's a really cool guy. But for the most part, fuck you.
Well, yeah, obviously you're there to support your friend and loyalties to your mate, but I'm talking years on end where you've built bonds and relationships. You've gone out with you've shared like family days out with your kids, for example. I'm talking about further along the line where you know, you've got your partner and then you've got your friends and their partners and then their kids, and they've formed bonds as well. And then it's just like, okay, shit, like breaking that bond and the friendship circles around that.
That's a choice. That is a choice. Everybody that's involved, let me just lower this chair, because everybody that's involved in it, apart from the kids, you have to make a decision on whether it's important. Your kids are more important than how you feel about this person. If my friend's coming to me and saying, well, I don't need to talk to them, but why are you still talking to them? Well, our friends are kids. Yeah, but look what they did to me, and like that's not gonna have anything to do with me. It wasn't us that was in the relationship. It was y'all, okay?
Yeah.
And because y'all were in a relationship, that's how our kids became friends. Mm-hmm. Therefore, our kids can still become friends. What if their kids become like really tight friends of ours, like helping our kids in the future when they're in sticky situations and they have that bond where they're like helping each other out, saving lives and all of this mm-hmm. stuff. You want me to tear them apart just because you have an issue with it?
I'm telling you, you'd be surprised the amount of people that are funny like that. But I've seen it firsthand. So I'm like, all right, cool.
It's just a weird way to be. But this is why it's so interesting to see how people can act. Because everybody's like, oh, marriage, we're going to last forever. Isn't it, George?
When you're tested like that and you're put in a situation where you feel like your whole world is falling apart, anything can happen. I think depending on the person.
I'm a realist, bruv. I always go into
things. I know you're going to burn shit. You're going to light things on fire.
No, that's not what I was going to say at all. I always go into shit in the mind that there's a possibility that it may not work. I'm not going to sit here and act like, this is a forever, we're forever, because that may not be the case.
Yeah, no, of course.
We're going to work at it so that we can be forever, and we're going to work our asses off to make sure that we, when there is a situation, situations happen, we fight for it to be for forever. But I'm not going to sit here and act like it just happened. It doesn't just happen.
Exactly.
And therefore, if you don't have the mentality and going into it, feeling like you're going to work your ass off to make it work, then how can it be forever, bitch? Like, how?
It's like 100% on one side. Where's the effort on the other?
Exactly.
But that's like in relationships in general anyway. It's not just in marriage.
I mean, yeah, but marriage is worse for me because I feel like you're legally bound to that person. It's not just like you can jump in and jump out. It's not double dutch. It's more like double dutch with handcuffs on. Like you can't just jump back out this bitch and expect me to not to drag me across the floor with you, because that's what's gonna happen. So yeah, I don't understand people. Like, just think about the collateral damage when you make these choices, because everybody's like, oh, well, I can jump into more. It's my catch anyway. My mind was just basically that people make decisions about marriage too hastily, too rash. And I never understand why. Like, it's a legal document. You don't just be out here signing contracts without reading them. Like, you don't.
Yeah, no, of course. In saying that, there is the exception, because I actually know, I knew someone that I used to work with, and he was like, oh, look, I've played the field, I'm ready to settle down, blah, 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 blah. And then he went off on a bender with his mates, pub crawling, and he came across this this woman, she was on holiday and they basically had a really cool night together. And then he asked her at the end of that night, will you marry me there and then? And when he told me the story, I was looking at him like, bro, like, I get she's from another country. You could just go and get a plane ticket and go visit her and then see if the relationship works. Yeah,
they could come and stay with
you
for
a time. Exactly.
If you are ready to marry them, you're okay with them staying with you for a couple of weeks.
No, but I'm just saying, like, the exception is, like, there's people that will literally, on the whim, on the first day, they'll just be like, wow.
Yeah, and they're like, I just want you. We just knew. And sometimes I believe that some people just know. You do just know.
And so it actually works. They're still together. He now lives in America.
You're not going to be able to have half of my shit, which isn't a lot, of me meeting you the first time. Nah,
That's why they call it prenup.
Exactly. Like, I'm just at that point where I have to sit here and think about whether marriage is right for me. I feel like marriage is something that is particular to the relationship. Depending on the type of relationship you have, it makes sense for some people to just be in a committed relationship and that's it. Yeah. And it makes sense for some people to be married and because they're not going anywhere. Like, marriage is such an old school thing. And I still, up to this day, think you can make it what you want to, but I still have this connection to marriage being something that's very old school and like medieval, and like the man goes and works and the woman stays home and cooks, and like I just that's not how things work anymore. Mm. I believe you can still make your marriage however you want it to be, but I just have that connection with marriage. And for me, I would like to redefine what it is, but in my mind, it's still a legal transaction. It has like, it's people try to romanticize marriage all the time. And I'm like, it's not romantic, bruv. It's a legal transaction.
It's just spending.
It's like you sign into a record label or getting a modeling contract or getting a movie contract. Like it's a legal transaction. It's to make sure that in any circumstance, one person can't run off with it, the other person's money, or that the kids get what's right for them, or the person with the most money doesn't end up just fucking the other person off and leaving them like broke and poor. But it's mostly a money transaction, in my opinion. And so it needs to make sense for the relationship that you have. It's not just a situation where like you can just run and jump and be like, oh, I'm married and I'm happy about it. And it's like, you are happy about it. But when this shit starts falling apart and it starts raining acid, what are you going to do now? Because he's got the umbrella.
I think my perspective of marriage is slightly different to yours. And I think it's just coming from a religious background. It's almost like when the ceremony takes place, it's symbolic in a sense that our families are joint. They are, you know, officially together.
not the case now?
Huh?
Is that not the case now?
No, I'm talking from a religious perspective, because obviously in my perspective, I relate marriage to my religion, Christianity, Catholic. I was brought up with that religion. So with that in mind, I always thought, okay, fine. The whole, when you get married, ceremony, our families officially become one under the eyes of God. And then comes, you know, babies and all the rest of it. So I was brought up that old school traditional way. And I had those values, because my, you know, Filipino background, we're very religious. It's a Catholic-based country. And they're very strong-willed on the whole marriage and then kids and then building a life and then being, you know, doing everything under the eyes of God and that kind of stuff. So again, now that I've grown up, my perspective has changed a lot. And obviously with other personal experiences that I've seen vicariously through other people, people's marriages, it's changed drastically. Like, you know, getting married in a church, for example, not necessarily a must. That makes sense.
Of course not, but I definitely believe that it is a religious thing. I don't think it's specific to any religion, and I don't actually know the history of marriage. What religion was the first religion to deliver a ceremony of marriage, or a wedding? I don't know what that is, but it just feels very religious, and I think that's the reason why I separate from it so well, because religion and religion and homophobia go hand in hand in most cases. I don't want to say every religion, I don't want to say that's how everybody thinks, but in most cases, religion and homophobia go hand in hand. And so, like, when I think about religion, I don't have a positive connection to it. And that's also one of the reasons why I don't have a connection, positive connection to a marriage, because it feels like what most people do when they're just of a sort of same faith and they share like that, the same faith. And they, like, as you said, you want to have the ceremony based on the joining of both families in the eyes of God, and so on and so forth. I think that it, for someone who shares that religion with somebody else and really wants to deliver that, is important, of course. And you should do things the way you want to do them, but I don't necessarily believe that that's the way that I'm gonna do it. I'd be happy to just go down to a damn courthouse.
Not even. I'll get one of my mates to be like, you know, like the ones in Friends, like Joey from Friends or whatever.
What's like a called? Minister.
Yeah.
There's no one. There's no one.
Just to get someone ordained, someone that's meaningful to me, and someone to actually put the ceremony together and marry me and my future partner.
That's cute.
Yeah, I like that.
We're
going
to move on to the next.
Cut me off, you know.
We're going to move on to the next segment, which is pet detective peeves, bitch.
I can't deal. I got a really petty one.
Petty?
I got a really petty one, mate. Fucking petty one. It's like, when you get married, it still annoys me, the fact that the women have to change everything in comparison to the men. You got to change your surname, your all your fucking driver's license, your passport.
But you don't have to.
Yeah, you do. If you're taking that other person's surname, yes, you do. Legally, you do.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. But you don't have to take that person's surname.
No, I know. But I'm just saying, if you do, girl, you got to change everything for that. That's, yeah, but I know that, it's really small, again, but that is a petty peeve for me, because that is fucking long.
Well, you
we
also
carry
have to
the children.
That
we carry the kids. We're getting pregnant.
Yes,
we go for
but
the
also
sorry,
comes
I'm going.
With the old school thing that you were talking about, which is like tradition. And it was tradition that women take men's names. That's just the tradition.
I know that's tradition.
And that's why, one of the reasons why I don't agree with the whole marriage thing, because everybody is so focused on marriage being traditional, but they pick and choose what parts of the tradition they want to keep. Mm. And it's like, I just don't, the whole thing is fucked up to me. If gay people could find something new and just like marriage and call it our own thing, we should do that, because marriage, like, we was fighting for marriage this whole time. Why don't we be like them? Straight people are crazy, and half of them are stupid as ass anyway. So why do we want what they have? Why? I don't understand. And now we have it. We're like,
I don't really want it.
That's what's crazy to me. Like,
lol, you guys fight so hard for it.
And I'm going to be honest, it's nice to be able to go on Instagram and go on Twitter and go on like social media and just see like these gay couples like proposing to each other. Like, it's amazing to me to see black gay love and stuff like that, and just see it out in the open and it be so like
normal,
free, and like
normalize.
Yes, normalized. But I don't know. Marriage is such a strange one to me. Like, I can already feel that committed to someone without a label being put on it.
Yeah.
I feel like marriage is just a label that most people want. And I'm going to be honest, girls, half of you don't even want the marriage. Y'all just want the wedding. If y'all could have the wedding and then just go home and go back to being partners, y'all would probably do it.
That's what I meant about trends and the whole you. It backs up your statement of marriage being transactional, because it's literally like, who can pull off the best thing? Who, oh my God, look at the backdrop. Oh my God, Instagrammable pictures that you can share and this and that. Oh my God, look at blah, blah, blah.
It's true.
And then it's like, who's got the best dress? Oh, I've changed three times. I've got the big balloon gown, and then I've got like a really small little like silky little thing.
And you know who's going to do it better than y'all? The gays. Okay. We're going to turn it out better than y'all's. Okay. We're going to come out in one dress. That dress is going to turn into another dress. That dress is going to turn into another dress. The hairstyle is going to change. The hair's going to get shorter magically. And it ain't even a wig. It's just the hair just disappears, falls out. It just falls out. Like, we will turn it up, okay? Y'all seen Drupal? Y'all seen RuPaul Drag Race? We will turn this bitch up. So if anybody's going to do it, we're going to do it. And we don't want to, okay? Because it just feels like a lot. It's a lot of money, too.
It is. I'd rather use that on traveling the world with my other half before I actually have a kid, or travel around, or you know, on a house, my dream home. Building a life and having savings and going on nice little trips if you can't travel for that long.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. Why are we not saving our money to do these things rather than pay for other people to eat? Exactly. I already have to pay for myself to eat, and I'm struggling to do it in my house. When you want to think I'm going to pay to other people?
£200 a hair for 200 people?
Exactly, my boy.
Does that include drinks?
No, if you're gonna push marriage on us and push the idea of being married, y'all can pay for it. HMRC, you can pay for our weddings, okay? If y'all gonna do all of this by trying to make us feel like we need to be, if we need to be married, we need the cash.
GoFundMe. So, GoFundMe page.
And that is why I said to you, I'd just be happy to go down to the registry office and then go about my business.
Yeah.
Because, like, everyone's like, oh, but I want to see you give him away. Yeah, you don't know who the fuck you giving away your child to. You don't. You met him three times and, oh, I really like Tyrone. I should give my daughter away.
You,
yes, you should.
Call Tyrone.
Right. Then Tyrone sleeping with every other bitch down here and giving her, you know what, and doing whatever, like, no. So it's like, why, like, what is this tradition? And we've had this conversation,
yeah,
because I do like the symbolism of like giving away somebody. I do like the symbolism of that. But when we had this conversation and we were talking about, I think it was one of our exes, and I said something to you like, do we feel comfortable, like, when we meet people and we don't like them, do we feel comfortable as friends? Because we are giving you away to that person too. We're trusting that person to be able to take care of you.
Yes, exactly.
And you're not going to be...
But then as a friend, surely in the dating stages, before it gets serious, serious, serial, we would rely on and trust that our friends would be honest and tell us.
Yeah, exactly. And you also want your friends to make good decisions. I don't want to sit here and be like, no, you shouldn't date him. Oh, he's a bad person. Blah,
girl,
blah, blah, blah.
Oh my God, there was a situation recently as well where X and X got married, and then literally up until the day before the wedding, all hell broke loose, and then one of the bachelors were like, I don't even like your girl in the first place. I don't understand why you're marrying her. She's not even good for you. And I'm like, how
at
can
the
you
wedding?
The day before the wedding. And it's like, how can you fucking say that?
No, you
know that they've been together for time, and then suddenly something, all hell broke loose, something happened, and then you want to tell home truths like that. And then obviously the guy cut the bachelor, one of the groomsmen out, so he didn't even attend the wedding. And that's friendship.
That's some snaky shit, in my opinion. That's snaky. Because you could have told him that way before they did planning, way before they even knew the headcount, bitch, you could have told him told them that, like, I don't really like her.
£200 a plate down the judge.
I don't know. That's a sticky situation. We could that's another topic for another day. What would you do if your friends and family didn't like your partner?
And it's the day before your wedding or on your wedding day. They announced
I'm so careful about who I date, not based on if my family going to like it, because I don't give a fuck, to be honest. If y'all don't like him, don't come and see us. How about that? But I'm so careful with who I want to be around, because I want the energy to be fun and pure and like light and just warm. And I want that person to be that way all the time. I don't want it to just be that way with me. I know too many people that will marry someone knowing that that person is shitty to everybody else. And I think that was one of my pet peeves anyway, actually. Shitty to everybody else, but not them. And they're like, well, but he's good to me. Yeah, until he wants to punch you in the eye, because I do right now. So he's going to at some point. And I just, it never made sense to me. And then like years later, they'll be like, oh, he was sleeping with blah, blah, blah. He's sleeping with this many girls and this many guys and blah, 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 and da, 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 da. And it's like, but we all told you we had bad vibes of this person. Every single one. And it can't be wrong if, in my opinion, if multiple people are telling you
the same thing
from this person. If it's just one person, and I wanna say, I'm gonna say it, because Candy, you can come for me. But if it's Mama Joyce from Real Housewives of Atlanta, if it was just one person talking about my man, it was could say negative. I'm gonna say, Mom, you just don't need to come over. How about that? You have your house, okay? How about that? Don't need to do nothing else, okay? You can call me if you want to see me, and now we have FaceTime. So, and we can keep it pushing. But if multiple people are coming to me and saying, I don't really like him, I don't like his vibe, it's going to make me start to question my choice.
Yeah.
Because I don't give a fuck if you're just nice to me. That's irrelevant. Yeah, I want you to be nice to me, but I also want you to be someone who's nice to everybody else.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be to finding out years later that you were punching my little nephew in the chin or kicking them in the shins or whatever on the sly.
And any malicious behavior.
Yeah, and like, because you know what what's going to happen? These matches are going to come out.
I was waiting. How many minutes were we in now until you referenced this up? Every episode.
But yeah, no. It's just crazy to me that people just they it's like that mentality of like, I understand the mentality of like, well, it's me that has to love him or it's me that has to like him. But also, you do realize if nobody likes him, then they don't want to be around you neither, because you got to bring them around.
Exactly.
And I'm one of those people that are happy to tell you, if you're bringing him, you can stay your ass at home. How about that?
We don't need his negativity. His negative energy.
I'll be like, oh, are you bringing, I don't know, Tim?
So-and-so.
And they'll be like, oh, yeah, of course, Tim coming. Well, how about, no, bye.
It's an old girls thing, and then next thing you know, there's bare man there.
No, I'm not lying to you. I don't like Tim, and if you're bringing him, you can stay at home too, because I don't want him to come, and I know you're not going to come without him.
Yeah, that you can know what
you
can do.
You can stay at home with him.
No, I think okay. Off the back of that, I think something that's actually separate. Another petty peeve that I've got. Sorry, I just thought about it. Is your friendship circle, all of them are married, engaged, or they're married and they have kids now, and you're literally the only one that is almost like an outsider, the fun auntie or whatever. And then suddenly it's almost like the married couples have become a clique. They become judgmental. They look down on the fact that you're single, the fact that you're unmarried. Oh, do you need some help? Do you need me? They try to impart their advice and their wisdom on how to secure the man or how to find someone and how to really like settle down and where to get married and what to do. And it's just like, bitch, like I'm still living my life. I'm not saying it happened to me personally, but I've seen this happen to someone and it's fucked up their friendship circle because of it.
I mean, there's, again, that is a problem that comes with marriage. They not they, people can quantify, is that the word? Which they use it as a measurement of success. Mm. And it's like, why is that? That's not, it's not a company. Yeah, it's a business transaction, but like, this doesn't make sense.
They see you as less.
If you're going to quantify it by success, then okay. Gold diggers, they very successful.
Just got chug and next thing you know, hey, I got all this cash.
That's right. And the ones that catch them right at the edge of glory.
Oh, God.
They is the best. They is the best business people.
I was gonna say men and women,
but they're the best business people on earth. Because you wait just before that stock to go up and the life to drop. And then you dip in there and be like, okay, why don't we get married? I've only known you for 2 weeks. And then you end up a billionaire.
That reverse cowgirl must have worked nicely.
Exactly. And you know what? They're rich now. So that they can measure their success just by saying, you know what? I did it and I did it well.
I just find it rude, if I'm being honest. If I'm seeing, because basically one of my mates confided in me about this, and I was just like, why are they going on like that? Just because you're not married and suddenly they're deliberately talking about things that she obviously can't relate to, because it's to do with marriage and kids and, you know, that whole parent lifestyle and being in a marriage, and let's do like family trips and stuff like that. And she can't obviously relate. And it just feels like they're deliberately singling her out. It's rude.
Yeah, but they are singling her out because they want to make her feel like shit because she's not married and they are. And I hate people that do that. Like, don't bring me down just to make yourself feel better when you know you're in a shitty relationship anyway. Your marriage don't mean that you're in a good relationship, okay? And you trying to pop out some kids don't mean that the relationship's going to work either. All it's going to do is make them kids be in a shitty relationship with y'all too. So how about you figure out yourself instead of making me feel shit because I'm not married. And you know what? I might even not even want to be married, and you're pressuring me to feel like I should be simply because that's what you feel is correct.
That's what I'm saying. They're imparting their fucking advice, and it's just like, bro, did I even ask you?
Well, if I started imparting my advice...
Shut up, yeah?
That's right. By the end, you're not going to like me, bro, because I'm going to be like, well... You're talking about traditional, but what about traditional when you was already pregnant and then decided to say yes to him a couple of weeks after that because you knew you had to get married before you popped out these kids?
Huh? Shit.
Mm? Exactly.
The eyeballs.
This is why I can't stand some people. Like, don't get judgy with me, please, because usually you're judgy because your life is a shit show anyway, and you see me flying out here and doing whatever I need to do and living my best life, and you don't really like it anymore because you're tied down.
So you want to make the other person feel like shit just because
I don't want the relationship or the marriage that I'm going to be in to be a tie down. I'm not getting married to an anchor. Yeah. If we're gonna get married, I want my life to be just as lively and just as dope.
Passionate
and just as
and
like living my best life the same goal way I chasing. Would be doing if I was single. Otherwise, exactly. What's the point of being in it? Mm. What's the point?
Mm.
These people are so stupid.
For the Instagram weddings, girl.
Let me just check my second pay peeve. My first one was like shitty people that have a really nice partner. And let me get into it. So.
Roll the sleeves up, boy. Get the popcorn.
So my cousin, I'm not going to name her, but she knows who she is. And everybody else who's listening to this will know. And he will know if he listens to this. Hi. I don't like you. I've never liked you. The whole time they were together, I just never liked you. And this is the same person that did not give my games back, bitch. So I'm reminding you from a previous episode that I didn't get my games back and I never got them back. But luckily, I have a PS5 now and it's digital. Yeah, it's digital. So it don't need no disc. So you can't borrow shit no more. Moving forward, she was in a relationship with a really shitty person that I still can't stand up to this day. And it was just very hard. I was still around her and I still went to see her and all that stuff. And it just so happened that most of the time I went to see her, he weren't there. And and so it was just nice that...
Do you think it's because he knew you didn't like him, so he just basically made himself scarce before he came over?
I don't. At the end of the day, if you know that I didn't like you, do make yourself scarce because I don't want to be around you.
Mm.
I don't like the energy you bring. I don't like the... this like compensating that you're doing for small Willy syndrome. I don't get it.
Like, was he bad to your cousin? Is that why you classify him as being a shitty person?
I just don't like his energy is all off. And then we ended up going on holiday, like a boy's holiday. And when I mean I lost my shit, yeah. I think this might have been where that whole matches thing started.
At least we found the root cause.
When I mean I lost my shit, yeah, everyone was shocked because I'm not that person.
Yeah.
Like, as much as I talk about like being a certain way on this podcast, I can be that way. If you get on the bad side of me, it's a problem because it's very hard for you to get on the good side of me.
Yeah.
But most of the time I'm chill. Most of the time I just get on with people and I try to mix and blend with everybody. That was a bit Caribbean of me, but
I was gonna try, but it's gonna come out like an Irish accent. Can't do accents.
And it just, he just rubbed me up the wrong way. And ever since then, every time I spent time with him after that, it was just like, I honestly don't like you.
Yeah,
there's something
you
about
it.
your energy that I just can't. You always act like Billy Big Balls. And like, you're like 5'6".
Short man syndrome.
Like, why are you acting like this? Like, everybody just acts themselves and you've always got to control the narrative and control the situation. Why?
Is it narcissism? Is he trying to make everything about him?
I don't know, but all of our lives... all of our lives were fine. So you coming into it and trying to micromanage us, what? Why?
Yeah.
Or because you don't have nothing going on.
Yeah. That's shit.
And so I'm just glad she's where she's at now. She's in a better relationship. She's happy. And like, it's literally day night. It's literally day night. Like, I can't even believe that someone can have that effect on a human being.
But the new guy that she's with.
Yeah,
or?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
But it's completely the opposite. Like, she's glowing. She's happy. I think she just had a second kid with
That's
him.
Good.
Like that she's happy. And so like that is just a really annoying thing to me because you can really dim someone's light by being dim yourself, bitch. Mm.
You ain't got no personality.
When you're boring, yeah, and you gotta make everything look like interesting in front of other people, it doesn't make you look interesting. It means your ass is still boring, and you may be a good actor, but but your personality is boring. Okay, and so, like, why? Why do you need to be that way and grow to be a better person, please?
please and thank you.
Sorry, you can see my face. You can see the gestures and stuff, but y'all can't see it. Sorry. All right, you want me to jump into my second one?
You did your second one, no?
No.
You said how married as a meter is success. Success?
That's not even... Oh, it is on my list. Okay. I'll put a marker here, it's fine. Yeah. I'm by that. We're going to jump into the next sucker month.
What's your situation? Why am I doing it in an Asian accent, man? I don't even understand.
If you could see my face when she did that, I looked at her in complete disgust. Like, this is a podcast, it's not satire, okay?
What's your situationship?
You can go first.
Oh, okay.
I just did the last one, so you can...
I know someone that's basically they married someone, so they were dating someone at first, and it was going all, you know, the honeymoon period, their honeymoon phase, they were all in love, and he doesn't have a visa or he doesn't have the right to stay and work in the UK. So in order for them to continue their relationship, he decided, cool, let's just get married and continue to grow and date whilst we're married. Then I've got the legal rights to stay in the UK and work here, and then we can grow from there. Obviously, for me, like I said, each to their own. Every couple is different. You know, the exhibit A, my friend that I used to work with, proposed on the first day, and now they're still happily married living in America. However, this situation, oh, did it go south? Obviously, now you're legally bound. It's like, it's like me, I don't know how to explain it. It's like me signing a contract with one of my exes, like the whole marriage, right? Signing a contract with one of my exes and saying that I'll be with you for minimum 5 years, blah, 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 and there's no break clause in this contract. And then 5 months in, after signing the contract, you're a piece of shit, or you're abusive, or, you know, vice versa, you're a fucking toxic piece of crap.
That does happen. Mm-hmm.
How the, like, I don't know, man. Like, and it usually happens
because the idea is that the person wants to lock that person down before they can start being a complete shithole.
I don't understand. They know,
again, marriage is a trap. It's a trap, I tell you.
The indirect message is like, this is just my opinion on marriage, but really don't do it.
Because once that person can put that mask on and pretend to be somebody else, and then you say I do, they can be whoever the fuck they want to, and you're gonna struggle to get out of that relationship simply because marriage takes so long for you to get a divorce. And don't ask for an annulment, because we already watch Friends and we know how that happened.
Sorry. No, but I understand that there are certain situations, scenarios, like in the world where two people fall in love, but they're from different continents and they really want to make it work. They don't believe in the whole long distance relationship and whatnot. And, you know, there's a percentage of those that do get married for the visa purpose, as well as, you know, staying together physically. It works. But on this occasion, when it doesn't, it's like, that times 10, you're going through the divorce procedures. You have to, you know, tell home office that you've separated. You've got to go through all the documentations. You've got like 60 days notice to basically get yourself out of the country or receive the notice letter. Then you've got to go through finding a lawyer on top of your divorce lawyer just to apply for a visa to stay if you want to stay in the UK. Imagine you've built your career here and you're like, shit, I don't want to leave. So what do? It's that times 10. And I'm just like, fucking hell, I don't understand. I get it. Everyone does anything when they can do anything when they're madly in love and when they're whole sprung by the thought of being committed and in love and in that whole, whatever it's called. But when that fades, I'm doing the whole hand gestures and shit, yeah, as if I'm high or whatever. But like when that high comes down, you're like, oh shit. You're actually a fugly person and I'm legally bound to you. And then when you're acting up and doing petty shit by like hiding documents, that's really important for you to stay in the country, or acting up on top of the divorce. Like it's money that you're investing into two different solicitors for immigration as well as divorce. Like, and then whether or not you want to stay in a country to continue with your career that you've built here. Like, I don't know. It's a pretty fucked up situation. That's really sad.
That breaks my heart that people can even be that evil.
Yeah, it does. But this is what I'm saying. Divorce, when marriages don't work and you've both, one or the other has filed for divorce and they actually made it official that they want to separate.
It has to be a mutual thing though. And that's what's annoying.
No, I get that.
The same way that marriage becoming married, it has to be a mutual thing. Divorce has to be a mutual thing. And I understand why they do that, because people would just be jumping in and out of marriages willy-nilly if that wasn't the case. But that's on the chances that this type of situation happens and they abuse the fact that that is the case, you should really be able to go to like a judge or something and just say, look, this is what the circumstances. If you can prove that this is the circumstances, can I still have my right to stay? And they should allow you to stay.
It's kind of similar to like, okay, imagine, forget the visa scenario. Imagine you've got kids. It's then going, stooping down to a level that you use your kids as a weapon.
Has this person got kids?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, I was about to say. Because if they got kids, they should be able to stay. I'm sure it's here that if you have kids with someone who is a UK citizen that you are, you get to stay in the country. Yeah.
But I'm saying, okay, forget the visa scenario and exchange that for having kids. When you go through the divorce procedure, the mum or the dad will then act up and then start using the kids as a weapon. It's the same thing.
Yeah,
she or he started using this visa application and the your livelihood, your career.
That's the leverage that they have. If it's two people that are like legally allowed to be in the country, you don't have nothing over me. But this is how marriage can get really petty, especially if you think that you're losing out on shit, then, and you start acting up because you think, oh, I'm losing everything, so you have to lose something. That's not how it works. Both agreed to make this decision together and something in holy matrimony, okay?
Something in holy matrimony.
I can't remember what the line is. And so you should feel that although you didn't get what you wanted out of this marriage, that you can leave amicably and...
You think that, though.
And go about your business.
But when someone is hurt, so combined with whatever reason you guys decided to separate, then combine that with the legal proceedings of divorce and how messy that can get. And, I'm going to have this, you're going to have that. And legally, we're married. So, and we didn't sign a prenup. So technically,
but there's spitefulness.
I never
understand spitefulness. If I'm in a relationship with someone that we break up, I just want you to go get the fuck away from me.
Yeah,
I want to be away from you. I want to forget who you are. And they're lucky they don't have them men in black. Things, because I would use it all the damn time. I would use it all the time. As soon as I break up, you remember? No, I don't remember who that person is.
It's the way that you acted. As soon as I break up, as if your whole body went to spasm. Can't do it.
I just feel sorry for people that get the system, abuse the system, and put other people in these shitty circumstances. And then you have to go back to a life that may not offer you anything.
Mm.
And a lot of people leave countries because their circumstances aren't great, or like their home living situation isn't great, or their clothing situation. Like they leave countries to for a better life.
Yeah.
And for you to do that type of thing could ruin that person's entire life.
But when I'm telling you, once they're going through that divorce procedure, everything is out the window. All cats are out the fucking bag, man. They'll pull all the stops just to go lower than low. Spiteful and petty.
This is why, I mean, you only know someone when they're mad or angry. That's when you truly know someone. These people being all nice and happy all the time. Oh, it's so good and cute. That's not really how they are. You'll know how that person is when you're both angry and they say some shit that you think, what the fuck?
Where did that come from?
And you know then the ambulance got to come because I kicked you in your throat. Like, and that is like, I only say things because, I mean, I'm only a certain way when someone's a certain way to me. I react to an action. Otherwise, most of the time I'm chill. Yeah. You will never see like me be horrible to you for no reason. Like, I just don't believe in that. But yeah, that's crazy to me. Oh yeah, well, and what's our situationship? Mine was just like it really annoys me when people put their expectations on you. And it's very similar to what you said at the beginning, where it's like, you should be married at this age, you should have kids at this age, you should do this, you should do that. And it's like, why should I?
Tell me why.
Yeah, that's right. Because because I had stories about you sucking dick in the back of an alley. And
through the glory hole.
And now you're telling me that I should be doing what? I clearly shouldn't be doing what you were doing. Did you even get his name? So like, don't put your expectations on me. You do what you want to do and be in your shitty relationship and pop out 12 kids that are hanging from your breasticles. But don't put that on me. But don't put on me, because there's no reason for me to feel like I need to have any kind of lifestyle. I'm happy being in my relationship, sitting down, playing some Diablo. Okay, and chilling out and playing some games.
I love how you just dropped it again.
We do so, and we do like stuff when we feel like we want to, and we don't feel like we're forcing to have to be doing stuff all the time. Fair enough. I like date night is important, and so on and so forth. But like, don't tell me how my relationship will work, because and why am I taking relationship advice from you when you look like a bag of shit? Okay.
I wasn't expecting that. Sorry, that just took me by surprise.
I'm just not. Like, these people are usually people that are not happy with their own relationship, and they've got nothing to do. And like, Jeremy Kyle's not on the TV no more, so they don't know what they're gonna do with their life. And like, it's just, it doesn't make any sense to me why you've got to enforce that your opinion so hard on me. Mm. Also, with religion, like me, like you're very religious. I'm not.
Me?
Well, you're not very religious, but you're religious.
No, I was brought up in a Christian Catholic.
Yeah, but you're religious, church. Right? Like, religious to agree, you're religious.
Yeah.
Whereas to a degree, I'm like, I'm not religious at all. And so we can still be friends, and you don't sit there and go, well, shouldn't you be married first?
Well, shouldn't you be going to church?
Yeah. And it's kind of like, why are you trying to like enforce that on me? Why are you trying to enforce that on other people? That's like me saying to you, you should be a bad bitch and go out and not really do much religious stuff at all. Go out, be a hoe and be grinding up on all these men and dancing on top of bars and swinging from chandeliers. You should be doing all that. Like, I'm just not going to tell you to do that type of thing, because your life is your life and my life is my life.
Obviously.
We help give advice on if you want your life to go a certain way, and then you come to me and say, I don't feel like it's going this way, or I really want it to go this way, but then I'm going to share my advice with you, and vice versa. If it's shoes on the other foot, then we're going to do the same thing. But you're not sitting there telling me that I should, and I'm not sitting there telling you should.
Exactly.
Like, open-mindedness is very important to me. And I feel like it's very narrow-minded people that have this, like, I get tradition. We all have tradition, okay? I don't know if white people do, but we all have a tradition. and we all like to stick to it, and like it follows in generation to generation. But also sometimes you've got to break that tradition, because sometimes it's just, tradition can be quite toxic, depending on the type of tradition it is. And so it's okay for you to there to be a tradition, but it doesn't need to be done the exact same way each time. Everybody's going to have their own rendition or like way of doing this tradition. And so just chill out, okay? Because like, I'm not going to say to my kids, you should do this. Y'all should be gay. How about that? Like, I'm not gonna force that on my kids, because that's just how my life ended up being. And I don't expect that. I don't believe that anybody should do that. My mom doesn't force on me that I should be religious, or that I should live a hetero life, or blah, 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 blah. She just imparts me with wisdom that is like, you should always be a good person. You should do this and you should do that. And you should try to be good to people. And
yeah.
Like the energy you give and laughter and love and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
All of that is very important. All this other shit isn't, okay? It's just to save face and make y'all look good, especially with the older generation. They can be like, oh, you need to get married and have some kids. Why? To make you look good?
So I have something to talk about.
Exactly. For you to look good.
It's the guilt tripping for me that I can't, that's a petty peeve. Sorry, I got to rewind that. But like, that's one of them. The guilt trip, because I come from an Asian background. So obviously their norm, the
what's
older.
That? What's
like
the older, an Asian?
An Asian background.
Oh. I was like, is that a type of Asian? An Asian?
I come from an Asian background where, you know, old school mentalities. They got married and had kids when they were 16, like 20 kids, popped out 20 babies and two football teams. They can play each other. Do you know what I mean? Like, for me, it's not a thing. And I broke that. I think, me personally, I'm trying to land here. You're going to make me forget because you're laughing. I broke that generational, not curse. I broke that generational or cultural tradition.
But you're not dead.
No. But as in, like, every year or every other year when I went home and visited, all the old elders would be like, you're still the not elders. Married. Yeah, the elder. I call them the elders. They'd be like, you're still not married. You're still not having it. Where's your hand?
Is this Greek mythology?
I'm calling them the elders. And then they'll turn around and be like guilt tripping in a way that's kind of like, rah, you dropped that. When I see you next year, you come, you should be married and having at least one child before I die. I'm like, rah, you're trying to guilt trip me for that, man. I'm like, shit, I got to like bear children before.
But also, why? What's wrong with your uterus? Like, why are you trying to put kids in mine?
No, do you know what? I got the rude part of it. So one of my aunties in Philippines, they're funny, innit? They'll turn around and be like, look, when I was like 30, they're like, look, you're still young. You still have so many years, blah, blah, blah. And then look, and then they'll point at their daughter, which is my first cousin. They'll be like, it's too late for her. She's only a few years older than me, you know? I'm like... Y'all are rude.
Nah, someone's getting pushed down some stairs.
they're funny. They take the piss a lot, but sometimes I'm like...
As long as they're joking, but you say certain things, I'm like, whoa. You can't be saying things
they
like
joke,
that.
They joke, but I know deep person, down they just want to see me have a kid.
Mental health is a real thing, and you may be saying it as a joke. That person will go home and be crying in the shower in fetal position.
Nah, I take it with a pinch of salt. I just find it funny. I'm like, yeah.
No, not you. Whoever they was pointing to. They weren't talking about you.
For me, I'm like, I would rather have my lifestyle here than be in Philippines with 25 kids. I'm good.
Yeah, I think it's important we all live the life that we want to live and not lives that are like...
expected of us.
Superimposed by our family members. And it's not just the older generation. It's like... people around you. It's sometimes your cousins, it's sometimes your friends, and sometimes people that are of the same generation as you.
No, but I get that. Sometimes, like, going back to, you know, the friends that are all married and they're imparting their advice, sometimes there is a good way that they approach it. Like, this example was a bit spiteful because it's just like, why I gotta say shit like that? I don't give a shit. But some people could be like, oh man, like, I want you to experience, you know, how happy it is to be married and, like, you know, settle down like that. Like, I want, because you're my, like, my best mate or you're one of my closest friends, and I want you to share that same sort of experience and we can share that journey together. Do you know what I mean? As opposed to, you should be doing this, you should be doing that.
I understand that, but if your
kids... it's not always the same, obviously.
If your child is alone, you should probably have another one. Don't ask me to do it, bitch. I'm sorry.
I'm expecting.
It's true though. Like, if you want your kid to have a friend to grow up with, how about y'all get to it? Like, why are you trying to make me feel like I should have a child because your little baby wants a friend? Get to making this friend. Because I'm not about to feel guilty about doing it. She's gonna be a very lonely child.
No, I can see it comes from a good place.
I can see that, but that's not got anything to do
obviously,
with you.
Obviously.
Yeah? Do you have control of my uterus, yeah? Do you have control of my health? No, you don't.
All right, let's not start, yeah?
Because I'll be telling you straight. Looks like you already had a healthy one, so do it again.
And let me
think. I'm not going to say what's your situation, but I think mine is more focused on just... like sexuality and then but I've already said what I needed to say about being gay and like being in a circumstance where we're legally allowed to be married in so many countries, but in many circumstances we're not even allowed to be alive in some countries. So y'all know how I feel about the whole like putting pressure on us to be doing the same things as y'all. And the more I live, the more I despise heterosexual people. So I didn't say all of them, just most.
Didn't hear the most the first time.
Just most of them. So it's kind of like, I don't want what you lot have because most of y'all are toxic.
My God. This just went to 100 real quick. I was just like, yeah. Wait, what?
You just think about how many. Obviously, there are gay people out there that are awful. They're awful human beings. But I just don't feel like I need to fight for things that you, everything that you guys have. I just want freedom. That's what we want, freedom. We don't need to have everything you have. We can make it up and make it better. You know that already. The gays, when it comes to ideas, we have them, okay? Most of y'all steal them from us anyway. So I don't even know why we're trying to fight for, like, having what you guys have. We can make up something called, I don't know, Majoire or something fresh in French. And it could be just like marriage for, but for gay people. We don't have to deal with half of the shit that you still have to deal with in fighting for procreation. Also, we can accidentally have some kids. So that don't mean it means we don't have to quickly run to the registry office and get married because one's popping our baby in 9 months. We don't have to do none of that. We don't. So I'm happy where I'm at. I'm happy with where I'm at. And I just think that it would be nice to have the option. It's nice to have the option, but I don't always want what you guys have. And I don't feel like that's the way that we should feel. Like, the main thing we should be focusing on is just our freedom. That is the main thing. And once we have that, we can create whatever the fuck we want, because marriage is made up. And I'm going to inform some of y'all heterosexual people out there. Marriage is a man-made thing. It wasn't something that God put down here and said, y'all should do it because y'all go to heaven. It was literally made up. And so we're going to move quickly on to the next. We're going to move on to our next segment, which is lessons learned. And I will say my lessons learned first because I didn't have much to say at last, apparently. And my lessons learned is, well, just like what I said, do whatever the fuck I want to do. And it's my life, and not to let anybody kind of dictate to me what I want for my life.
It's my life. God. Sorry, it was there. I had to take it.
It's just very important that for me, because one, my mom taught me very well just to live life the way that I want to live life, do the things that I want to do.
Mm.
Well, some sort of way she did that. And so if I decide that I want kids in the future, I really want to deliver that message in, you can do whatever the fuck you want with your life. As long as it brings positive things to your life and you are able to put yourself in positive situations, do whatever you want. But I don't want to sit here and dictate to you what mistakes you should make and what mistakes you shouldn't make. You have to make mistakes in order to learn from them.
Obviously.
None of us are just saints. Some of us have to dict in a new way.
Sorry, what?
Not me. Some of y'all. Some of you. but just none of us are perfect. Like, at the end of the day, we have one life. We should live it the way we want to live it. Mm-hmm. And if some of y'all want to live life just going around sleeping with people that are nearly on their deathbed to have their money, that is up to you. That's your prerogative. But I'm not going to be teaching my kids. I'm not going to be teaching my kids that at all. That's the focus of mine. And I don't judge anybody for living a certain way. Like, feeling like they have to be married, wanting to get to a stage in marriage where they, stage in life where they want to be married, not feeling insecure or inferior if they're not married by a certain age. Like, all of that stuff, if that's how you want to live life and that's your goal in life, then fine. But that's not for me.
It's not like the be all and end all.
No, exactly.
I think mine is like, don't use marriage as a tool. Well, no, don't use marriage as a means to fixing problems that you have currently in your relationship. Marriage only enhances the shit in your relationship. If anything, it looks at it closer with a magnifying glass. And
I don't think it does, though. I think other people do. I don't think you do, because most of us know what our relationship is. No,
I think
that's
not my personal lesson learned. I'm just saying in general. I would never fucking do that. I would sort out my shit before I even get in this.
Yeah, I think marriage, it definitely makes other people look at your relationship with a magnifying glass. Because now you're like, you're like a legal entity, like Unity, and they're like, are they good? Are they? And it's like,
and society around, it's like the whole trends of weddings and transactional shit, and it's just like literally like, oh, they look like a really nice couple, we're very happy, very happily married. Let's look closely and look for flaws, and it's just like, go fuck yourself, bruv.
But some people try to cause problems because they see how happy some others are.
Hmm. But we won't give in to that sabotage.
Neither. I mean, I don't have a lot to say on marriage because I've never been close. And I think if, as I've said on many occasions, if I'm going to do it, I'm only planning to do it once. And I know everybody does. I know everybody says that that's what they want to do, but not everybody executes it that way. Some people are like, I only want to get married once, and they're married in someone that they know for 2 weeks.
It's kind of looking at it, well, it's not really comparable, but the only way I can sort of compare it to is, you know, when you're young, you're like, you just graduated college, you're like, you need to pick a career, a degree for you to study. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the fuck I want to do when I'm 18 years old. I've just graduated college and I'm just like, fuck, I don't know. Let me just pick something that I really like now. And then 10 years down the line, you're a completely different person. You look back, you're like, fuck, I should have waited. What was the rush for me to go to uni? I've seen people in my university that look like the teacher. I literally, first day of class, I swear to God, first day of class, I walked in late and there was this old man in the corner. I went up to him straight. I was like, in front of everyone, I was like, oh, sorry, sir, I'm late for my first day. And he looked at me like, what? And then the actual teacher walked in and I was like, oh my days. Oh my God, I'm so... For the whole three years of my life, that guy fucking hated me.
You're going to H-E double hockey
stick. No, but it's like, oh, hey. But that's the only thing I can compare it to you. Like, you jump straight into something thinking that this is what you want. And then further afield, when you've grown and you've matured and you've experienced, you know, you've had like life experience and years of that, mistakes and learning from mistakes and whatnot, you really mold into what you like and what you don't like. And it's not necessarily going to be the same as when you were like...
Of course, because you grow and your mind grows and your mind changes and stuff like that.
Yeah. No, but that's why I feel like I want to prolong it as much as possible, enjoy the relationship that I'm in and put no pressures on marriage. If anything, the pressure that I feel is more on having a kid, but that's a different story. When it comes to marriage, it's like, I don't necessarily feel like I need to be like legally married to you to have those things. Anyway,
I just think that, someone asked me that question and said, oh, what would you say to your younger self in your current circumstances about marriage and relationship? I wouldn't need to tell them anything because I'm happy with the process that I'm taking in order to make sure that I secure the right relationship and secure the right partner before I decide I'm even thinking about marriage. And like, for me, I'll use an analogy at making sure that you have building a house, making sure you have the right land, then making foundation. Sure you have the right structure, and then making sure that you have the right blocks to build that house. And then once you feel like that's secure and that's not going anywhere,
make sure it can withstand the weather, you know, exactly. You know what I mean?
Like, and anything that's good, because it's not just going to be you building that house. It's other people going to come by and try and kick it and other things and knock it down. Like Goldilocks. No, it's a big bad wolf.
Yeah. But, porridge?
It's so important that you have that solid structure and like that solid bond, and that no one else can get involved and break it, and it can't be broken itself.
Yeah.
Before you even decide to think about marriage, and you decide to say that, okay, this is now a legal home or a legal building with all the documentation, you gotta get there and build it first. It don't just happen. And some of y'all just expect it to be there already. And that's not the case. That's never the case. Yeah, but that's all I have to say about that.
Girl, there's a lot that we've said.
I know, we didn't even break today.
But, right? We had a lot to say. Could have gone for longer, but we've had to leave it there.
Anyways, that's the end.
Thank you so much for listening.
If you want to catch us, then you want to catch us on social media because we are.
Gotta catch them all. Sorry. Pokemon.
I'm going to poke your face.
Ew, poke my face. Gross.
What, with my finger?
Oh.
You're so dirty. Oh my God.
Ew.
Everything is about dick with you. Richard.
Aubergine. No.
If you want to catch us, you can catch us on TikTok, on Instagram, on Twitter, on YouTube. Facebook, on YouTube. That's Peak. Or at That's Peak. That's THATSPIQUE, bitch. Don't add the bitch, please, because you might get something that's not very nice.
Or drop us an email.
Yep, you can drop us an email on the same that's peak@gmail.com. Even if you have ideas on like topics, I don't think a lot of YouTubers do this, but if you have any ideas on like topics you think that we could really talk about or themes that we could kind of use in an episode, please like drop us emails and let us know. And if we think they're good ideas, then we'll do it. And we'll also what's the word? Not credit. We'll credit you. We'll make sure that at the beginning of the episode we say who the idea was from, and then we'll go deep into it. But yeah, that's. I think this one was not so crazy. We kind of got everything we needed to say, but we're still getting used to like doing podcasting remotely, and I think we're getting used to it. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Do you have anything you want to say?
Thank you so much for listening. We hope to see you soon. Okay, bye. Bye.